We're on the telephone with Kurt Sindergaard, who farms near Rolph, Iowa. And Kurt, first of all, tell us where you're at there in the big state of Iowa.
We're in Pocahontas County, which is in the northwest part of Iowa. We're about 120 miles northwest of Des Moines.
Well, let me just ask you, first of all, about the farming operation and what all you do there.
We are strictly a crop corn, soybean operation. Partner and I have around 700 acres that we harvest together. Like I said, we are just strictly corn and soybeans, but I'm also involved with seed sales and distribution as a representative for our local co-op, ProCoa.
Okay, well, let's talk about how things turned out for you this year. It was quite a year, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. You know, a lot of frustrations when you would see rain in the forecast and would not benefit from that normally. But, you know, we were kind of surprised, I guess, with the actual results this year. We had, especially in our area here in where my farms are, we had probably better than expected yields.
Can you give me an idea of what kind of yields you had on corn and beans?
Sure. There's quite a range. Pockets of areas were really good. We had farms that were, topping 2 to 225 for dry yields on corn, 60 to 62 on beans. But then we had other farms that were going maybe 135 on corn, especially like corn on corn, in really dry pockets, and beans as low as 35 to 40. So, the variance was dramatic, and those variances occurred 5 to 10 miles difference in location. So some timely rains, even though they weren't big rains, but 3 or 4 tenths here or there, compared to where we didn't get them, really made the difference.
I've heard a lot of farmers say just the last couple of years how surprised they were with yields considering the severity of the hot and dry weather that they saw.
Yes, I agree. We had the most rain we had on farms that had, after planting for corn, was maybe 15 inches total, where we're normally maybe 23 to 25, but we also had as low as 11 inches. When you look at that, you kind of wonder. Our good soils here in Pocahontas County are heavy black soils, which in wet years you kind of are at a disadvantage a lot of times because it just holds the moisture so much that it's hard for it to get away other than tile. But in dry years, it's a benefit. So I think, that's one of the big things for us. And also I believe the genetics and the biotech varieties that we have now are just superior to what they would have been, back in, say, the 1988 drought.